You're on Breakfast Here this morning. My name is Tess. It is, of course, time to chat movies. And here to tell us what he has been seeing this week, Michael Jones is in with us now. Morning, Michael.
How now, Tess?
Oh, God, what does that mean?
I'm talking Shakespeare speak. That's just, hello, how are you, okay. I believe, in Shakespeare speak, if you remember your high school English. Anyway, I'm going to be talking about Ophelia today. This one stars Daisy Ridley. You might remember that name from Star Wars, though you probably don't. Naomi Watts, George Mackay, and Clive Owen. This film is directed by Claire McCarthy, who made a film called The Waiting City a few years ago and a short film called Skin. Ophelia is based on the novel by Lisa Klein. Now, you might remember Ophelia from high school English as Hamlet's feeble-minded girlfriend, apparently driven mad by Hamlet's inability to show her any affection whilst being totally unaware of the reasons for Hamlet's distraction, you know.
And figures that the best way to move through this is by jumping in a lake.
Jumping in a lake, exactly. Well, this feminist retelling of the tale from Ophelia's perspective suggests that Ophelia wasn't nearly as naive and batshit crazy as Shakespeare had led us to believe. We first meet Ophelia when she comes to Elsinore as a very young girl with Dad Polonius and brother Laertes. Ophelia, she's very inquisitive, she's fearless, she's intelligent, and she just wants to know everything about everything. And she's even taught to read by brother Laertes because, you know, girls aren't allowed to learn to read in these times. It's this sort of fearlessness and intelligence that brings young Ophelia to the attention of Queen Gertrude, played by Naomi Watts, who takes her under her wing and honours a lady-in-waiting. And it's this boldness, when she finally turns into Daisy Ridley, that attracts the attentions of horny young Hamlet, played by George Mackay, which she initially rebuffs because she doesn't need men.
Feminism.
Doesn't need the attention of men. But eventually she does come around to his attentions because he's kind of cute.
He's the prince.
And he's the prince of Denmark, yeah. So Ophelia is now a close confidant to both the queen and the prince. So it's no surprise that she soon works out exactly what happened to the original king, and that Claudius, played by Clive Owen, has more than a bit of blood on his hands. And she works this out way before stupid hot-headed Hamlet.
Again, feminism.
Well done to her. Now, look, this puts Ophelia now in a bit of a pickle. If she reveals what she knows to the wrong person, she and possibly her family could look forward to ending up face down in a lake.
Spoiler alert.
Or if she tells Hamlet, all hell could break loose, which just might possibly happen. Now, also there's Clive Owen's Claudius. Now, he's not quite the bumbling, regicidal, wife-stealing despot that he's made out to be in the original Hamlet. He has a few more smarts than Bill actually gives him credit for. He knows that Ophelia knows that he knows that she knows that anyway that he's pretty handy with a vial of poison, and he also knows of her and Hamlet's new relationship, that's this budding relationship that's building between the two. So he's a pretty dangerous sort of fellow. So much intrigue. It looks like Ophelia is doomed to drown in that lake, possibly with a little help from Claudius. Or is she?
Ooh, dun, dun, dun.
Like I mentioned at the top of this review, Ophelia is a feminist retelling of a story of an extremely tragic tale of toxic masculinity. So if you're a stickler for the original text and storyline, you might be in for a few surprises. And if you were as bored by Hamlet at high school as I was, they'll be pleasant surprises. Sure, some of the new twists to the tale add a fair degree of soapy melodrama to the story and at times might stretch a bit of belief, but geez, it's entertaining. It's still got all the best bits of Shakespeare's original. They're kept in the story, but we get to reinterpret them from a totally new perspective. This film is also very beautiful to look at from the lush green forest that surrounds the mystical castle. I believe it was shot in Slovakia, so it doesn't really look like Denmark at all. And it's not overcast and brooding weather and something. It's always sunny in this Elsinore anyway. Sumptuous costumes and set design. Everyone looks gorgeous in this film. Daisy Ridley is terrific in the title role. Clive Owen is very, very evil as Claudius. Daisy Ridley, to her own self, she certainly is true, and there's no frailty in any women in this film at all, even in Gertrude. There's a certain strength about her and Gertrude's sister. Look out for that one. To watch or not to watch, that's the question. I'd say do watch. Denmark is smelling pretty sweet after this one.
Thanks, Michael.
Pleasure.